business owners and executives from around the Valley. This is Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza.
Hello, my name is Lance Cardoza, and we're in here at the studios at KMPH Fox 26 for another edition of Business Leaders. I'm pretty excited about today's show, and thank you for joining us right here Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on KMPH Fox 26. Today on Business Leaders, we have the CEO of Table Mountain Casino. You've heard all the news, you've seen all the beautiful pictures of the brand new property at Table Mountain. The CEO today in studio, John Dinius. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate having you here on the show with Business Leaders, and wanted to talk about, everybody's been talking about the buzz, happened in July, and it probably couldn't come soon enough for you, but at the same time, it probably came like drinking out of a fire hose.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody worked their tail off to achieve the grand opening, and yeah, there were some delays. This was a very, very challenging environment to open up a property of this magnitude with, you know, supply chain issues and the pandemic. Challenging labor market, but you know, we worked together and we got it done, so it was a huge success.
Beautiful property. I haven't had a chance myself to go see it, but I've had a lot of people telling me about it, that it's just really a jewel of a property, and it's not what you expect if you drove up there for years past since a bingo hall to what it is today, night and day.
Yeah, we spared no expense on the fit and finish of the property. It's very, very high end, but at the same time, one of the things I have continued to impress upon our team is that we're not changing in terms of the way in which we interact with our guests and our fellow team members. So we're not trying to be Las Vegas or anything else. We're trying to be Table Mountain, just at a little bit of an elevated level.
Perfect. So you came from San Diego. Mm-hmm. So beautiful weather, and you're enjoying the, how many summers have you experienced here in Fresno?
Two. This is my second summer. And it is hot, but I think you get acclimated to it. You know, they say it's a dry heat, so it's been a lot of fun.
I think everybody says that. It's a dry heat. Yeah. It's one of those. I prefer it, though. I'd rather that heat than a Alabama heat.
With humidity.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we live in a jewel of a place. I love that it's how far from Fresno to get up to Table Mountain. Not a long drive.
20-minute drive,
just right up the hill. So anybody watching Business Leaders, if you've never had that opportunity to go up and see Table Mountain or go up there and take a chance on the slots and go up and have a good time, now's the time because they have a beautiful new property to experience. Also restaurants.
Absolutely.
Restaurants involved and a lot of excellent entertainment for someone that goes up. Can you talk to me about all the new look to the new casino that has happened?
Well, one of the most critical components of the new casino is our food and beverage offerings. You know, when I got to be honest, when my wife and I first moved out here, we were, you know, a little disappointed in some of the food and beverage offerings come from San Diego, and we didn't realize how many options were actually there until we didn't have that. And I started to use that as kind of the vision for, you know, Table Mountain Casino Resort. And we want people on the weekends or the weekdays, if they can't think of what to eat, we want them to first think of Table Mountain. And the programming is incredible, and we've got a multitude of options that I think will satisfy any palate.
Awesome. And what's your favorite out there? I'm sure you don't want to pick one, but there's a go-to for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would say Sky, the Teppanyaki restaurant. You know, I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but an elevated experience up on the 12th floor and incredible views of the Central Valley. So right at sunset, I mean, you just can't get anything better than that.
Hence the name Sky.
Yeah.
Beautiful. During the grand opening, as you said, it's almost like a wedding. You know, it comes on you so fast and it's here and it's exciting and there's a lot of stuff happening. And like you said, with supply chain, tough go.
Yeah.
But getting through it and now feeling a little more comfortable now that everything is out there and for the next step and phase?
Yeah. I think everybody worked their tail off to get to, you know, grand opening, and it was a huge success. There were a lot of chaos behind the scenes that hopefully none of the guests saw.
Oh, yeah.
But as soon as we opened up, we could kind of take a deep breath, take a step back, and now it's about making some pivots and some adjustments to really dial the property in. And we were actually walking the floor today just discussing some of the changes that we're already making, and we're 3 weeks into a brand new property.
When you grew up, San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see you'd be in this business today?
No, not at all. Yeah. But I did start early on in Indian gaming. I started back in 93, and you know, it was prior to the 1999 compact. So I was fortunate enough to get in on the ground level and work my way up. So I got to see, you know, the operation from both the front of house and back house. And I had some incredible tribal leaders that mentored me, kind of took me under their wing and explained to me the importance of tribal sovereignty and how important Indian gaming was to creating self-sufficiency. So, you know, I took that opportunity very seriously. I learned from a number of incredible financial, you know, experts and then the gaming experts and really tried to bring all that together. And I'm fortunate to be here with Table Mountain now.
It is very different than going to Atlantic City or Vegas. And I tell people that all the time, too. There's a culture behind the movement and what's happening up there. And you have to embrace that culture and support of what you're doing. And I know that it's a very passionate tribe with Table Mountain Rancheria. And talk to me about that, the experience and being able to come here in Fresno and experience that.
Well, I got to say it's wonderful. And the difference between corporate gaming and tribal gaming is, you know, corporate gaming, you've got shareholders, right? And you may interact with them on a quarterly basis. But in tribal gaming, the ownership is meeting with us on a weekly basis. And oftentimes they're on property on a daily basis. So, you know, it puts a little bit more pressure on the team to really continue to exceed guest expectations, because at times they're owners, but at times they're also guests. And it's just an incredible culture up there. It's very much a family. We joke all the time that we don't always get along. We don't always see eye to eye, but that's how families are. And at the end of the day, we come together and we embrace each other's diversity and different perspectives. So it's been an incredible journey for myself and my family. And I just feel very fortunate to have joined this team at this time.
Beautiful. So when you came to Fresno, was this a part of the vision of where they were going, and you played a part in to where it is today?
Yeah, so the folks before me, they had already created the design. The building was well underway. So we did get to make some slight adjustments to the overall programming within the building, some of the finishes, but the Tribal Council really took a hands-on approach and were able to put their stamp on this property. And I can tell you they have a much better eye for FF&E and color choices and fabric choices than I could ever pretend to. So I think they just knocked it out of the park.
They have some years of experience and desires and dreaming and taking it out of the dreaming room and making it happen up there.
Absolutely.
John Dinas, thank you for joining me here on Business Leaders. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. We want to remind everybody watching at home, Business Leaders, we're getting ready for the 40 Under 40. Make sure you go to 40.com and put your nominations in today. Recognize somebody that needs to be recognized in the class of 2022's 40 Under 40. We'll be right back with John Dinas with Table Mountain Casino. Welcome back to Business Leaders. Make sure you check businessleaders.tv to catch this episode and past episodes. And also, you can catch us on Spotify as a podcast, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcast. In studio with me here at KMPH Fox 26 is John Dinas, and John is with Table Mountain Casino and Resort in a beautiful place. We're just talking about it in the opening segment of Business Leaders. Talk to me about all the new that comes with the Table Mountain Casino and Resort.
So, number one, we've got the incredible dining venues, right? We've got Teppanyaki, the Teppanyaki restaurant. We've got Eagle's Landing Steakhouse, Blue Oak Grill. When we've got a food court with four different venues. The gaming floor is incredible. It's 110,000 square feet.
Wow.
Got over 2,400 slots, 33 table games. Got a high limit room and a VIP room, and then we've got the 171 room hotel that is incredible. I can't wait to show it off to you.
Beautiful. So when you walk the floor, you know, after seeing this and being engaged daily, like you say, meeting with the tribe on a weekly basis, making sure that this is the vision, what is it like for you when you stroll the floor and you see sort of the dreams and the aspirations unfold in front of you, and here it is?
You know, I think one of the most rewarding things for me is seeing the look on the face of the team members. You know, they have been, you know, working hard on this project, and it's been years in the making. And to walk through and see the level of pride and excitement that they have in the property. And it's, you know, quite the transition from the Table Mountain Classic. And yet that still, it still has that same genuine feel. And people, you know, are very outgoing. They're very excited to be there. They're very passionate about what they do. And I think that's one of the things that really I enjoy on a daily basis.
Yeah, I was just watching the team embrace it. A lot of sense of pride.
Absolutely.
It seems like.
They've got great heart. And I'm just trying to build up their confidence and help develop their experiences and their professional growth. And hopefully they can move up and move on to take my spot one day. So,
gaming, you came from the slot side of the business. Was that the beginning when you came into the business?
So
in 93?
When I first started in 93, slots were not legal at the time.
Okay.
So I started in bingo. And that's kind of where all Indian gaming started. But once the slots came on board, I jumped over there and just worked my way up and had an incredible ride up to the general manager position at the last property. And we had just completed an expansion. And so what I tried to do is take some of those lessons that I learned from that project and apply those here so that we could really continue to do the things that worked out well, but then also adjust the things that didn't work so well.
And it's actually pretty cool coming from one property to the other too, because you can bring those experiences to the other team. That helped you a lot, I'm sure, when you came here.
Yeah,
and I'd share that.
Well, I was at one property for 26 years, and coming into a new team, it was a bit nerve-wracking, but I got to know the team very well, very quickly. It was right during COVID, so we were still shut down at the time. Mm-hmm. And reopening, and seeing how committed this tribe was to safety and the health of their team members and the health of the general public and the community that came out to celebrate Table Mountain, it was inspiring. And so I just worked hard to try to develop those relationships, and I asked a ton of questions, just to get to understand what their vision was for the property, and then just continue to help guide and steer that and help them achieve, the overall goal that they had for this property.
When you were working young in this business and started, not to say that you're much older now, but you're still young, when you started out in the business, was there a mentor for you that said, hey, I can do this? And or maybe it was outside of the business in your family that said, you can go a long way in this business.
It's funny, we were just talking about this today. I was having a conversation with a couple of our directors, and this goes way back. I was, a shift manager, maybe an ops manager within slots, and we were going through leadership training and emotional intelligence and this kind of 360 assessment where a team would get to critique. The supervisors. And at the end of this grueling 8-hour session of what they referred to as start, stop, and continue, the general manager and the two executive coaches had come in, and we were having a conversation, and the general manager put her hands on my shoulders behind me and said, get to know this guy, because someday he's going to be leading this organization. And I was extremely flattered and blown away, and didn't really believe her, but she became an incredible mentor of mine. And over the course of my career, I've had a number of mentors within the industry, but also outside of the industry. And at the end of the day, it's really about interacting with people and treating people with respect, and trying to get the most out of them, and really build their confidence so that they can take their performance and decision making to the next level.
A lot of time, it's planting the seed. She planted a seed in you, and you had to figure out how to fertilize it and water it to get it to that point. A lot of times we're our worst critic.
Yeah.
And we've talked about with Fresno, Fresno's heat, or Fresno, it's the people from Fresno, they're the ones that talk about it more than anybody in the rest of the world. And the rest of the world thinks it's just an incredible place, which it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we're the worst critics of our area. So they planted a seed. You did real well in that business that brought you here. What did you want to do other than this? Did you want to be a shortstop for the Yankees? Was there anything that you had your mind set on?
Yeah, I was actually into film and music.
Ah.
So I had this this goal that I was going to write my own screenplay and do the cinematography, but then also have control of the soundtrack, so I could manipulate the audience's emotions from not only the storytelling and the visual, but also the sound.
Wow, so sort of full circle, you're in that business today.
Yeah, to a degree, looking back on it,
degree.
It was very interesting.
So you're pulling all these pieces together to create the experience, what they'll experience today at Table Mountain Casino and Resort. We'll be right back with more business leaders. Don't forget, go to 40, the letter U, 40, it's not too late. Put the nomination in for the 40 Under 40. We'll be right back shortly here at KMPH Fox 26. Welcome back to Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardoza, and we've been sitting here with the CEO of Table Mountain Casino and Resort, John Dinas. And we've been talking about the beautiful new casino and resort. And this truly is an amazing resort. You got to go take a look at it. I've got my eye on the sky. I got to go check that out. It sounds like an incredible Tapanaki experience, and then be able to enjoy that casino floor. But John, we were talking about also too, how does one find out more information online, and then how does somebody get involved that maybe wants to join your team and wants to come up? I'm sure you're looking for good people to be a part of the team up there.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we've struggled with, to be honest, and recruiting has been a very significant and heavy lift on our part. And yeah. I think we've done like 30 job fairs over the last 3 months, but last Friday and Saturday had 150 people come out to the Save Mart Center per day to express their interest in joining the team. And I can tell you, it's an incredible team. Yeah. We have a lot of fun. It's a bit of an irreverent group. You know, we always call ourselves a motley crew.
Yeah.
And we just have a good time. We treat people with respect. You know, oftentimes we spend more time at work than we do at home with our own families. So we try to take a lighthearted approach to that. But if anybody's interested in joining our team, they can go to tmcasino.com/careers and, you know, find a position that may suit them and come on out and give us a chance to wow you.
In the team, it's not just working casino floor. There's a lot of moving parts to pull a casino resort together of that magnitude. And there's still the classic casino still there as well. It takes a lot of different pieces to run that puzzle.
It's a small city. It really is. And from facilities to, receiving, and food and beverage is one of the critical, components, again, of our programming that we're really trying to heavily recruit for. Yeah. So any kind of line cooks, prep cooks, sous chefs, those type positions, but both front and back of house, we definitely need. The gaming aspects of the business are a lot of fun, interacting with guests and seeing winners all the time. And then the hotel division is a lot of fun as well. So yeah, just about anything you want to do as a career, we can offer that at Table Mountain Casino Resort.
Absolutely, and I think, like you said, it's a motley crew of people.
Yeah.
You really see a different diversity of group of people that I've experienced in going to the original casino, and all the way back when it was a bingo hall.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to see it grow and see how many different positions and jobs it's created here in our valley. One of the things for the future, I know you just came onto a big bubble of burst in the future, but what do we have to look forward to? What's coming next? Is the next big thing or something you'll see with Table Mountain?
So we've got a ton of entertainment coming up. We've got an event center that holds about 2,100 guests, and we've got some big acts coming through. So that is going to be incredible. And then we're also already planning a second phase. So we'll add a second tower that'll have a number of other resort amenities that'll come along to really create this fully integrated resort experience for the Central Valley.
Beautiful. Yeah. Looking forward to that. And that's and I'm sure you are too. This is a big task coming up. What do you, also they were mentioning some events. I know that in the past with the Rancheria, there's always been a lot of culture involved and experiences. Is that still continuing and being able to have those opportunities?
Absolutely. We have the annual powwow that'll come back online. And then we do a number of golf tournaments across the street at Eagle Springs Golf and Country Club. Some of the tribal divisions will do their own golf tournaments. So yeah there's a lot of synergy that goes on between all the different businesses that the tribe owns, and it's a lot of fun out there. But yeah, at the end of it, it's all about culture and how that the legacy and culture kind of come together.
Yeah, and that's what sets you apart from the big corporate casinos or resorts. This is it's that family.
Absolutely.
That family feel, and really you're carrying that culture's vision for the future.
Yeah, this tribe's commitment to the community is really unparalleled, and it's a lot of fun to be involved in a group that has this kind of a positive impact on the community. And for me, I'm always in my position always judged by financial performance, and the tribal council and the casino board of directors oftentimes have to kind of rein me in, because their vision is not about profit, it's about doing the right thing. And it's again very humbling experience and very inspiring to work with such a passionate group that really truly cares about the community.
you've had a lot of experience in this business, and someone else would be watching this, or someone inspiring to join your team would probably look to you for some advice to be really good at this business and what you do. What would you share with somebody to say what really makes you good at doing this business of casino and gaming, and especially in culture, Indian casino gaming? It's very different, like you said.
Boy, that's a loaded question, but I would say to start off, be genuine, be courageous, do the right thing, even if it might not be the most popular thing. Try to go in that direction and do the right thing. Treat others with a tremendous amount of respect. Don't think that you're any better than anybody else, you know, regardless of position. And just have an open line of communication, because oftentimes you can learn from a number of different perspectives.
Just by having a conversation.
Absolutely.
Another set of eyes on what's going on with the company. John Dinius, I appreciate your time.
Oh,
thank you for being on Business Leaders. And I hope to get up there and take a look at it for myself. I've been pretty excited watching everything on Instagram and everybody else talking about it.
We'd love to have you up.
It's going to be a beautiful place. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Business Leaders. It's all the time we have. We want to remind everybody, if you want to catch Business Leaders, this episode with John Dinius with Table Mountain Casino and Resort, you can go to businessleaders.tv and you'll be able to catch the episode there. And on all your podcast providers, you can catch us on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast under Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza. That's all the time we have. We'll talk to you next Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. here at KMPH Fox 26.